once belong. Get back, back to where you once belong.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. Now, we're getting back all the way to the 1970s. Gas shortages, chaos, third world country. All you dopes out there that voted for a Sears mannequin, congratulations for fucking up the entire country. More than it already was fucked up. Idiots. Make sure you run out and get your vaccines, though. Here we go again, Thomas Paine Podcast. A lot of stuff to cover. Start rocking and rolling right away. Insanity. Of course, the gas prices and everything set to skyrocket even more, along with just about every other damn thing you ever needed to purchase or will purchase. And now you can't even get gases. Well, you can get gases, believe me. Just sit around and think about the news. They'll give you plenty of gas. You can't even get gas in many places. And we'll explore that tonight. Of course, what we're famous for is going beyond the headlines and going beyond the rhetoric and going beyond the narrative. So I think we'll probably have some interesting perspectives for you that you won't find anywhere else. And we'll just leave it at that until we get into it. Let's do a quick scan of the news I saw. I like to scan the news right before I turn on the... Oh, we're going back to 1979 a little. Smashing pumpkins. How about smashing gas prices, etc.? 1979. Remember when Jimmy Carter was in office? What a nightmare that was. Let's take a quick scan around here. Yankees are dealing with COVID issues on the coaching staff. Third base coach Phil Nevin tests positive, but here's a little catch. And Nevin tested positive and is under quarantine protocol. Nevin was fully vaccinated, the team said. Yeah, no wonder the CDC doesn't want to track these people. They get the vaccination and then they get COVID. Surprise, fool. What does Eric Stratton say on Animal House? You fucked up. You trusted us. So that's going on. I'm sure they wanted to keep that quiet. Vaccinated folks are comparing their adverse reactions, physical maladies on Reddit. I'm sure that'll only be a matter of time before they shut that portion of Reddit down. Other Yankees who have been quote-unquote vaccinated are also have been tested for COVID. Those test results are pending. Experts say the CDC is exaggerating outdoor transmission rate. Oh, wow. You have to be an expert to figure that out. We'll talk about Fauci later, this fucking midget. And it's all kind of interesting stuff. We just talked about the Secret Service, or the Secret, the Silent Service, these guys. Are full of shit. There's nobody more full of shit than a Secret Service agent, except maybe a former Secret Service. We work with these guys. They're just... I'll tell you what, they're fun to drink with. Except they get a little bit out of control. I mean, DEA guys get out of control back in the day when you go out drinking, but it's a different kind of out of control. Secret Service guys are like fucking frat boys with guns and shields. They get a little crazy, or more than a little crazy. I have a couple of tight spots with these idiots. Almost got us all jammed up in New York City a few times, but... And we just talked about those guys on Hotwire the other day. What they're doing and what they're not doing with Dr. Jill Biden, who's out of her fucking mind. You have to listen to Hotwire on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. We can't even... We can't even print this stuff. What's the other song I wanted to play? There Ain't No Good Chain Gang. Chain the Gang. We'll play that next. And as we ease into things, we got long, long lines for gas. A state of emergency in Virginia. And a lot of other things breaking. But the Secret Service, it's coming out. You know, there's a lot of chatter. Talked about our friends in the Secret Service. That one of the guys on Trump's detail, when he was in the White House, may have been hooking up with Don Jr.'s ex-wife, who at the time wasn't an ex-wife. And also may have been another tall and handsome Secret Service agent, may have been shacking up with Tiffany Trump, Trump's daughter. So what the hell is going on? I mean, the Secret Service are famous for body men, but I think that's taking it a little bit too far, in my opinion. Where's my rim shot at?
Bet it ain't raining back home. Bet your sister's still on the phone. Bet mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken, wishing that I hadn't done wrong. Mama, don't you worry about it none, though. Everything's gonna be all right, Mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, Mama. Things like, there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang.
You don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi or anywhere else. It's a federal crime, unless you're in Wilmington, Delaware. Now, of course, on the hot wire, we've been dissecting the Beverly Hillbillies, the Wilmington Hillbillies, the Biden clan. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up, right? And because we have all the inside intel from being down here. A buddy of mine contacted me and said, oh, yeah, I was listening to your stuff. And you want to talk about hot checks? And Biden wrote me a hot check a couple years ago. It bounced. And then I saw him. And I said, hey, Joe, don't worry about the check. I covered it, buddy. He said, well, let me write you another one. This guy's vice president of the United States at the time, okay? He's writing checks that are bouncing. The check was for $7. It was apparently on a closed account. That is the president of the United States. Unfortunately, that's literally a minor. It's a petty case compared to the larceny, theft, and it's grand larceny. This guy, everything he does, they steal money left and right. Yeah, I can't explain it on here. It's too detailed. It goes back too far. But we are addressing it. Nobody else is tackling this. Perhaps they don't have the hooks. I don't know, but I find it fascinating that an underachieving hillbilly criminal, thief, plagiarizer, scumbag, multiple felon, is president of the United States. What does that say about our political system? What does that say about our society? What does that say about your future? Listen to what Dr. Jill Biden's been up to. Your fucking head will explode. Don't go writing hot checks down in Delaware unless you're Biden and they're for $7. Shit, $7. We already played that song. Let's get back to some music and we got a lot of stuff. So let's take it to the other side and get moving. A heads up and a hello to our friends on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and enjoying an ad-free podcast via the video, Pain After Dark. And today, of course, and every weekday, Pain in the Morning and everything else, all the intel that's being swapped back and forth. We're working on improving that situation. I've often said it's not even like a information forum or a social media forum on those platforms. It's more like a small intelligence agency. And we have smart people, thank God. So I always do a shout out for them and to them, and thank you. I won't take up any more of your time because it's supposed to be ad free. The folks on the public side hear a different podcast and a abbreviated podcast. And then our premium content is on those platforms. But we could do both. We're multi-talented. Can you imagine bouncing a $7 check? How many homes does he own? How many millions does he have? Well, nobody knows exactly how many millions he has offshore with his criminal cabal and through his different bag men and bag women. Who knows? But he can't even cover a $7 check. I said, give me the check. I want to see the check. You still got the check? He said, yeah, I got it. I said, give me. He said, are you fucking nuts? These guys are, they're criminals. So hunt us all down. I was waiting to get the call back. Please don't say anything about the $7 check. Like, that's the way it is down here, right? They ripped off so many people through the years. And then when you find out about it and you approach them like we did the other day for the hot wire, stunning. The people come back and say, please don't use our name. And maybe please don't use the information at all. These people are like the mafia down here. They'll make trouble for us. Of course, they'll make trouble for local people. But the China can shit on us. And other countries can take liberties with us. And Biden does nothing. And Trump didn't do much either when you look at the Chinese situation and other things. Those folks can run roughshod over all of us. But if you step out of line and ask the Wilmington hillbillies to pay their tab, well, you could be... You could be targeted. I think that is the definition of a mafia, of organized crime. Anyhow, we'll keep drilling down on it. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Or somebody's got to pay somebody to do it, as Patrick Swayze says in Roadhouse. Okay. Headline, lines, we'll stay with the music. Lines down the street, people wait 5 hours to fill up amid gas shortages. How are you guys liking your third world country so far? Are you enjoying it? What's it been? 4 months and everything is coming apart, it seems. It's likely by design, we'll get into that. Some of the revelations we had here today, shooting the shit, I think are very prolific, so to speak. And, well, I'm patting myself on the back again, but we want you guys to figure out these things as time goes on.
Reach out, touch faith.
Folks, special thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Those folks get the access to all of our goods and goodies. Pain After Dark videos, podcast. Get to see all the video portions we play, the video content. Pain After Dark video. And the incredible access to the forums where I pick up stuff every day. And it's not easy to impress me as a news consumer, but I pick up great stuff and great recommendations and the camaraderie on there and the sense of community is growing. It's way better, way, way, way better than any crap you see on social media, as far as I'm concerned. When bright people get together, good things can happen, and we're happy to build a community, and we've done a hell of a job doing it, but I really haven't done much. I just talk, and the good people and smart people join. So, and we're only looking for a few smart people today to join up on our platforms as I continue to bang my head off the microphone. I really want you guys in the mix here, so I'll bang my head off the microphone. But we appreciate the folks on there, because we wouldn't be able to do this without them, because the ad money is not does not cut it, so to speak. And in fact, we keep getting cut. So that's our own personal struggle. But we appreciate the folks on there. And you know, in today's day and age, folks, you need a good baseline of truth to be able to. There I go again. Truth to be able to stay ahead of these people, these tyrants. It's unbelievable what they've done to the country and what they've likely done to your life and your operation and your family structure and your family unit and the challenges we all face together. And of course, I've said this before, this doesn't just apply to us as United States citizens, but this is a global situation. Your fellow man, regardless of where he or she is likely facing similar struggles. And so we have to stay ahead of these people. And we have to do that by having a baseline or foundation of truth so that we can circumnavigate these criminals and these tyrants. And by learning from other smart people and contributing as a smart person, that's how you arm yourself with the tools to do that. So that's what we're offering you. We're offering folks to come stick their head in. And if you're a bright person, we're only looking for a few people who have something to offer and want to learn and improve our community on patreon.com/truthpundit and on subscribestar.com/truthpundit. Is that you? Is that you? Well, that's a question you have to ask for yourself. But get some skin in the game. You may find what a lot of other folks have found out, that joining up and being around smart people makes you smarter, is a game changer based on the alternatives out here of, I don't have to get any skin in the game here, but I could just listen to these people. Yeah. Guess what? You are the product then. You're the product, and you're getting played time and time and time again. So we appreciate the folks on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit for helping us keep the lights on and helping me sit back and watch an incredible community grow. And we have big plans for, you know, this show is still in its infancy. We're only, 15 months in, we just started. And so there's many good things to come, especially for our community members. And now, as of tomorrow, at least for the time being, if you want the entire podcast, you're going to have to jump in on those platforms anyhow. Because, as I said, and will continue to say, we're putting the whole thing, the entire podcast, the 100% end-to-end podcast on those platforms. And we'll see how that plays, because we just continue to get shafted. And that's okay. That's okay, because we can make some moves out of here and with our community, and that's what we're doing. So, hey, if you've been on the fence about jumping in, jump in. Patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Stick around. You may learn some things, and you may have some things to teach, and those are the folks we're looking for, smart people. Latest update, emergency declarations have been issued in 17 states and Washington, D.C. due to fuel shortages stemming from the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. Any other you dudes out there? My wife said to me, can you fill up the car later tonight after your show in case there's a gas shortage? I said, "What? Are your hands broken? What happened?" Like, I'm in the middle of prepping for the show, and after the show, we might not wrap up until 3 or 4 a.m. You want me to trek out and get gasoline? What are you doing right now? I said, this isn't Downton Abbey. If you want gasoline, hoof it outside and get in the car and get the gas. Of course, I really didn't say that. I said that inside my head. And she'll hear this now, and then she'll understand that that's what I was thinking, and then I'll probably be having an interesting conversation. No, she could tell by the way I looked at her that that's what I was saying. When you've been married a long time, and on top of that, you dated a long time, you don't even need to say anything. You can just give them a look, give your wife a look, and she knows exactly what you're thinking. Something like this. That seems... She get the message. Yeah, I'll do the wax and wash the car at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. too. As we changed over to new cameras and everything else, a new post-production, new software, it's like a process to put this thing together, but it's a labor of love. Let's talk about the emergency declaration. Covers Alabama, Arkansas, D.C., Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Yeah, all this reminds me of something.
You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. And we're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
I could just do that all night. I don't. There's probably something clinically wrong with me. It's okay. That's what it sounded like for emergency declarations for gasoline. Boy, you see what a bunch of rookies you have now in the White House, and the Cabinet Secretary, Energy Secretary, etc. I mean, these guys are fucking rookies. You know what they're talking about out there? This idiot Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm. They're talking and they're focusing on, we don't have a tolerance out there for price gouging. Maybe if you guys knew what the fuck you were doing, and you had a Justice Department, and you had an FBI, and you had a Homeland Security Department that actually fucking worked, you wouldn't have to be playing grab-ass, browbeating gas station owners for alleged or supposed or fantasy price gouging. I haven't seen any price gouging. It's another straw man argument. The Dems are fucking famous for that. Let's use the old straw man. Roll it out, and we can distract from everything. What about when the Colonial Pipeline is going to come back online? And two, what are you doing about the cyber attack? And three, who's responsible? Well, they don't want to get into that. They don't want to get into that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's cover some news right now about this, because it is interesting. And we're taking a few thousand steps backwards into the 1970s with another idiot, Jimmy Carter. I was a kid during that. Many of you were kids during that as well. Of course, that was a national problem. And sometimes you wonder if these things aren't done on purpose for certain reasons. And again, we'll talk about that momentarily. Energy Secretary Granholm said the Colonial Pipeline should be substantially operational by the end of the week and over the weekend. Yeah. Based on what? Just, I put the, the same crew who brought you, we need to shut things down in the entire country for 15 days. Folks at Colonial haven't said that. They always say that. Let's go back to the oil spill of BP. When it was, we should have this under control in a couple hours, a couple days, a couple weeks. How long did that go on? I look it up, but I don't really care. You get the point. Now, let's take a quick example here of what I'm talking about things being like this done on purpose. When you're trying to transform a country and you're trying to frustrate and push its citizenry and its facilities, etc., and its industry to the breaking point. We have gasoline, lumber, chicken, housing, semiconductor, commodity shortage, among others. And to President Biden's new Venezuela. I mean, America, I'm sorry. Of course, there could be many parallels to Venezuela when it comes to this fuel situation. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. We'll get into it in a minute. He keeps building it up, Mildred. This guy is brutal. It's a fucking process. Okay? I hear this all the time. I'm teaching here. This isn't just about reading the news. I'm teaching things. If you ever sat in class with a good professor, they build things up and they come back. They foreshadow. They come back. They talk. They foreshadow a little bit more so that you have a basis. You're building a foundation for the fucking story. I hear this all the time. Just get to the point. Oh, what's the point? Do you want to learn things and frame it in current events with historic events, etc.? Or you just want me to blurt shit out like every other fucking moron with a news podcast or whatever on the right? I know what I think's going on here. I think this is out of control, and this is egregious, and it's not tolerable. Or do you want some history so you can understand how these criminals that are running the government, how they operate, how they think, how they move, how they deceive you, how they rip you off? That seems better to me. So we'll do it my fucking way, okay? Calm down out there. You're free to get your own podcast. Okay. So we have all these problems. All these shortages. All these supposed shortages, of course. And don't forget the many of these industries sat basically idle for a year. And they need to make up some ground. So you wonder really what a shortage is. But not that we have an FBI or Justice Department or a Federal Trade Commission. Commission that would actually verify any of this or investigate any of it. We don't. Especially when friends of the White House are profiting from it. Bloomberg News, don't worry, they're on top of it. The Deep State House organ reports that people in the Southeast waited 5 hours Tuesday to fill up their vehicle. That is, if they could even find gasoline. Well, it's a good thing a lot of people aren't working. I had to sit in my car for 5 hours in an air-conditioned car and read my phone. This is outrageous. You guys should have stood in line in the summer. When was it? 76? I forget when it was. 77? And cars didn't have air conditioning, a lot of cars back then. There were no phones. You couldn't run the radio. You couldn't run the car. It would overheat. You guys have gone soft. Try as a kid standing or sitting in a car. There weren't leather seats back then. There were vinyl seats. You're wearing shorts. Guess what? Your ass and legs were stuck to the seat. You were in a sweat Velcro on a vinyl seat. Sweating it out. Can your place put the air on there? You know, my dad would say, shut the fuck up. Air? Are you insane? There's a gas shortage. Do you know how much an air conditioning compressor uses in gasoline? And this car is going to overheat. Now, get in back of the station wagon and shut the hell up. Five hours? That was bullshit. I mean, think about it. Would you rather stand in line for a half a day in the 70s or sit in your air-conditioned car now and read your phone and play games? As a result of the Colonial Pipeline Company hack, Racetrack Petroleum Inc. warned customers at some of its gas stations in the Southeast were experiencing shortages. Shortages? A lot of them ran out. And, of course, we're talking about states throughout the South. And we'll talk about them specifically in a moment. Long lines at the pump. There's all kind of pictures rolling in. You know, there's always the one asshole that has to. This guy, if he pulled this crap up here in Philly, he would have been fucking rolled. He pulled up with a trailer. Okay? Is one of these hillbillies with the trailer. And the dually, the two double wheels on the back. He rolls up to a gas station. I think it's in Tennessee. He's got a 500-gallon fucking tank on the back of it, strapped down to the trailer, and he's filling it up. Imagine being behind this guy. The tank looks like they just took it out of the ground from another gas station. Imagine rolling up on the guy. Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm just putting 500, 600 gallons in this thing. It's actually bigger than that. It's probably a 1,000-gallon tank. In Philly, that guy would look like the Buddhist monk who lit himself on fire in the public square. He'd be like, oh, hey, buddy, you want to fill up 1,000 gallons? Uh-huh. It's about to get fucking hot up in here. Down south, they'll probably be like, how you doing? No problem. Fill it up. Yeah, what the hell? I don't blame you. Up here, be like, hey, hey, Mr. Sunoco. Pedal your ass on out of here, Flintstone. We don't care if you're on E. Showing up at a gas station with a fucking 1,000-gallon tank. He may be related to the Bidens. People, get ready.
People, get ready. There's a train.
People, get ready. There's a train coming. It's going to run you down. Changing the words around. It's my new COVID album. It's coming out. If you order now, it's a 2-record set on Ronco. Everybody who orders now gets a free set of lawn darts. The real ones. We got massive lines in Tallahassee, where I was just a few months ago. We got lines all over the place. We have no lines in North Carolina in many places because there's no gas. We have no lines in Georgia, no gas in many places, and the same for Virginia. Colonial Pipeline reopened a section of its paralyzed pipeline system after the ransomware attack, but only a small portion. So this is what's going on. Now, we could talk about this and this go on and on and on. Of course, this brings out the best in your fellow man as fools and jackasses show up with all different kind of canisters. And they think, hey, you know what? I'm going to hoard as much fucking gasoline as I can. And I'm going to put it in whatever unsafe containers I can put it in, and screw the guy behind me who might need to just fill his gas tank up. You get these folks that come out, they start hoarding gas. No worse example than the guy with the $1,000 gas tank. Real jackass.